Simon & Schuster Audio presents Sophie and the Bone Song by Adrian Tooley, read by Jeremy Carlisle Parker.
This book contains depictions of emotional abuse at the hand of a parent, death by suicide, off page, and descriptions of self-harm. For Katie, because. 1. The king came to jewelry on a third day, which meant that upon his arrival, Sophie was otherwise engaged. While her father welcomed King Jovan and his attendants in their parlor, Sophie pressed her knees against the firm floor of her closet and called out to the muse. Sing to me, O muse, for without you, I am lost. Pray for me, O muse, for without you, I am empty. Let your notes be played. Let your song be sung. I will hear you, if only you will speak to me. Let me be worthy. Her voice broke on the word, as it did each time she spoke the prayer. Let me be heard. Even though Sophie knew her father was downstairs, she could practically hear him on the other side of the door, commanding her to repeat the prayer.
Again.
She obeyed. Even when Frederick Olenholt was elsewhere, his voice still echoed in her head, as sharp and cold as a fresh layer of snow. Sing to me, O muse, for without you, I am lost. Sophie's father was not known for his kindness, but then, kindness and talent were not one and the same. What Frederick Olenholt lacked in niceties, he made up for in his command of the muse, and the intricate, complex music that poured from his fingers to his lute. As one of the 5 members of the Guild of Musiques and the only lutenist licensed to cross the border of their kingdom of El into the wider world, her father didn't need to be kind. He needed talent. So if Sophie ever wanted to become her father's apprentice, which she desperately, gut-wrenchingly did, she needed to ensure the muse was on her side. Sophie fumbled in the darkness for the dress nearest to her, tugging it from its hanger and pulling it tightly around her shoulders like a blanket.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?